Hey there, Subscription Box Basics fam. Julie here, and I've got some super exciting news for you. My favorite event of the year is happening in less than 2 months. For those of you who don't know, it's called Sub Summit, and it's the conference for sub box businesses. Renee and I are going to be there, and you could potentially join us for free. You can learn more at subsummit.com, but don't wait too long because ticket prices are going up soon. Come on, let's make some memories together at Sub Summit. So, you want to launch a subscription box and don't know where to start? Girl, you are in the right place. I'm Julie Ball.
And I'm Renee Gonzalez, your host here at Subscription Box Basics, a podcast for new and aspiring subscription box entrepreneurs wanting to avoid overwhelm. So grab a coffee, some pen and paper, and let's have some fun. Welcome to Subscription Box Basics, the podcast. This is Renee Gonzalez, your marketing coach, and I am with Julie, our head coach. And today we are talking about a really fun topic and a really fun episode. We are creating your wish list for the holidays as a subscription box owner. So Julie and myself are both going to chat today about three items that we use and that we think would be useful for you as a subscription box owner. So get your pen and paper ready. Get ready to head to the show notes. We are making your Christmas or holiday list for you today.
I am so excited to dive into this. We have each picked three products that we have used, we love, and we think that you would absolutely love. So Renee, should I kick it off?
Let's kick it off. Go ahead.
All right. So the first on my list is the Rollo wireless printer. This thing is going to save you so much time. Let me tell you a quick story. When I first started my subscription box business, I printed my labels out on a regular black and white printer. It was a Brother printer, so it was like super basic. And I would get the Ready Stick Avery shipping labels. That was fine when I had to ship 40, 50, 60 boxes, and it would take a little while. But then I was able to upgrade to another printer. And so that printer was the Dymo 4XL. It was a thermal printer. It went really fast. But then I was able to level up even more, and I bought myself a Rollo. Now, the Dymo 4XL is great, and you'd love that one. But the Rollo is just so much faster, and it is going to take your print time. It's going to cut it in more than half. So what it does, it's a thermal printer. So it basically is printing with a special paper that they print using heat. I know that's weird, right? So there's no ink. So you're never going to have to buy new ink. It prints with heat, and it's going to print on the 4x6 labels. And why I want you to get the wireless printer is because you'll be able to wirelessly connect this to your phone, your tablet, or your computer, which is super awesome. I have the version that you actually plug in. No big deal. I love it. But in my dream world, I would have the one that is wireless. Now, this high-speed printer is on Amazon. It runs about $300, but listen to this. The print life of this thermal printer is about 650,000 labels. I can't even imagine. I know. It's mind-blowing. I can't imagine a world in which I'm printing more than 650,000 labels. This one is going to last you for a really long time. So that is the Rollo wireless printer. There's obviously special labels that you get with it as well. They come in a stack, and it makes it super, super easy. They're inexpensive. We will make sure that you have links to both the wireless printer and the labels. But also, if your budget is a little lower, that's okay. You can get the one that you plug it in. But Rollo all the way at this point. Love the Rollo thermal printers.
Boom.
And now sounds like a dream, right?
Yes. Yep. For a business owner. Yeah. Only for someone who's printing all the time.
My first item, I thought outside the box a little bit. Subscription box pun. Thinking outside the box. I am going with a gratitude journal to put on your wish list. Something every subscription box owner, every owner, every human should do, I feel, is really practice gratitude. And I feel like getting your thoughts down on paper is something that is so important. We'll have in our storefront a journal example, but any pen and paper will do. But I use our whole family, actually, both my girls and my husband, we each have our own gratitude journals. And we use one, I have it here if you're watching the video. We use one that has something where you sit down at the beginning of the day and you write what you're grateful for and what you're looking forward into the day. And then it also has a component at the end of the day where you reflect back and talk about how your day was and what you're grateful for too. And I think if you were to use this as a business owner every single day, on those days when being a business owner can be hard, if you're practicing gratitude and you have the little things to look forward to and to be grateful for and that you're writing down each day, that can help you in the moments that are tough too. So my first wish list item that every business owner needs is a gratitude journal.
I back that 100%. When I'm practicing gratitude in my life, everything gets better. And I have a much more positive mindset towards it. I actually have a gratitude journal too that we put in, oh my gosh, a Sparkle Hustle Grow box back in 2016 or 17. And I don't know if it's still available. If so, I'll link it. But what I liked about it, it had prompts on different pages. So it switched it up a little bit. If you aren't the type of person that you're going to list the same five things every day or whatever, if you'd rather have a prompt, then there's tons of gratitude journals that do that. And one of my favorite quotes is gratitude focused. It's the more you thank life, the more life gives you to be thankful for.
And it could not be more true. And I really believe if you're in the practice of looking for gratitude every day or looking for things to be grateful for, you really see it in the small things too. And I know being a business owner can be tough. You have a lot going on in your mind, but if you really do sit down and it helps you remember your why. We all started our businesses for a specific reason and to help a specific audience. And your journal doesn't have to just be geared towards your box and towards your business, but your why a lot of the times are the people surrounding you too, and your customers and your subscribers. And just going forward with a grateful mindset will really help you move your business forward too.
Excellent choice. All right. My second product on my wish list for you is the subscription box planner. You've heard us talk about this before. This was co-created by my friends Jessica Principe and Becky Hoy, both subscription box business owners. And they came up with this because they were looking for a planner that told them exactly what to do in their subscription box business, one that was specifically made for subscription box business owners. And there wasn't one in the market. And this was several years ago. So they created one. And this is more than just a planner. This is more like a framework for planning your business. You can map out your boxes, your themes, your products. You can track your monthly metrics. You're going to get 100 sub-box CEO affirmations to keep you motivated. You're going to get over 80 expert tips and marketing ideas so that you're never sitting down at your desk thinking, okay, what do I do? You just open up your planner and look at where you left off. I love it because it gives you important reminders. Don't forget to order your shipping supplies like Crinkle Cut. The framework is really going to keep you organized month over month. It is, if you're watching the video, you can see how beautiful it is. It's 8.5 by 11, has a champagne coil bound edging, and it has inside, it's got stickers. Who doesn't love planner stickers? And then plenty of room to do all your planning. They have physical versions. So at the time of recording, the pricing was $70 for a physical version and $45 for a digital version. So yes, they offer digital versions. You have to go check it out. They're so neat. You can find out more details about the subscription box planner at subscriptionboxplanner.com/Julie. That's my affiliate link. And you are actually going to get a free bonus when you purchase through that page. That link will be in the show notes. And your free bonus is our secret sale workshop. So you're going to get templates and swipe files and all the good things, a training about how to run a secret sale, which is the exact program Renee and I used at Sparkle Hustle Grow. And this exact framework helped us earn $5,000 in revenue in only 3 hours. And so you'll get your hands on how to run one of those secret sales as your bonus for ordering the subscription box planner.
And one more thing about the planner before I go to my next one. I feel like so many times when you are looking for a planner, and I am guilty of doing this year after year, you're like, man, I wish it just had this. I wish it just had this. I wish it was just made for subscription box owners. And that's what they did. And it's made by subscription box owners for subscription box owners. So every year when you're looking for that planner that is made just for you, they finally made it. So I think it is such a great planner and something that really every single page and every single sticker is really made with you in mind and geared towards you. So there aren't portions of it that you're not using. So good one on the list. And my next one, I'm going a little techie, but still keeping it. It might be something you already have, but this is my spiel on why you need one in your office too. So it is an Echo Dot or an Echo Show, something where I had to unplug it so it wouldn't make noise, something where Alexa is in your office. And you might be like thinking, no, I don't need Alexa. I don't need someone listening to me in my office or whatever you're saying. And yes, a timer can work for what I am about to tell you, but I think having something like an Alexa or Echo Dot in your office can work as your assistant in the sense where you can set it up to remind you to do specific things, remind you to take a break and eat lunch, remind you if you are having a timer where you're like, I need to focus, I need to sit down for 15 minutes, you can be like, Alexa, set my timer for 15 minutes, and you get down and you get after what you're trying to do. I think so many times, and I've been guilty of this, if you use your phone as a timer or set reminders on your phone, then when you go to turn off those reminders, you get distracted and you, oh, what's going on social media? Let me check my messages. Let me check my email. So having something that is also linked to technology, which is why I went with an Echo Dot, it will help work as your little robot assistant, and you can schedule out your day and have her keep you on track. So a little AI, a little out there. If you're not ready for that, I think those little timers that have 15 minutes and you're able to put that on your desk is a great option too. But I use my Echo Dot in my office to play music. It really is my second coworker because it helps keep me on track on days that I'm working. So that is my spiel for an Echo Dot.
It's your work wife.
She's my work wife. She is. And I had to unplug her because sometimes she's a little noisy. And fun note, we're all in on the Echo Dots in our family. So we have one in our kitchen too. And granted, I have a super small house. It's where the kitchen is right outside my office. So sometimes she'll start playing music and both we're like, Alexa, be quiet in there. So our family is all in on Alexa. She's the extra family member that keeps us, tells us when to go to school. So I think it is really useful in the sense if you use it as reminders, and you can set reminders just for your office Echo Dot. She helps keep me on track because a lot of the times I don't keep myself on track.
That's a really good thing to put on your wish list. And those are not expensive and they can be used everywhere in your house. I know we have multiple ones as well, and you can connect them to each other. I know my daughter listens to audiobooks on them all the time. I'm thinking about, you know, whenever I'm sitting in my office and I need to focus, you can put some binaural beats on for specifically for focus. So that's a really good one. And you could probably ask her all kinds of questions too. What holidays are coming up in January or whatever. Yeah. So
what's the weather like? I know the one in the kitchen while we're eating breakfast every single day, the girls are asking her all sorts of questions about the day. And like you said, how you can connect them. I like that you can make announcements from if you have multiple ones, but you can also just, if I know I'm going to be in my office, I can set reminders just to the office too. So I can stay on task while I'm working, but it's not making an announcement through the whole house too. So
nice.
Yes, we use our Echo Dot from sun up to sundown, because it's our alarm too sometimes, like as a second alarm to get up as and get out of the bed and into the kitchen. So yeah, Echo Dots. Get one. Get multiple.
Yeah. Put them all over your house. Super cool. I love that. That's a great idea. Okay, my last one on the wish list we're creating for you is, well, first of all, the first two that I did were very practical. They were like, okay, I need to print labels for my business. And the planner obviously is going to help you be more productive. So the third one, I figured I'd do something fun. And I've had this keyboard for over a year and I'm obsessed with it. This is the, and I'm showing the video, but this is the Logitech Pop Keys keyboard. And I have a little mouse that matches it. It is super cute. But what's the most fun thing about it is that it is a mechanical keyboard. So it is meant to sound like old school typewriter. So I'm going to do it into the microphone real quick. It sounds like a typewriter, super vintage. I got the Heartbreaker Rose color and it is so cute, but they have other colors. I know that they have some more muted colors and some bright ones and stuff. So it's super fun. But I love this because it's a Bluetooth keyboard and mouse and it's going to last forever. It has a 3-year battery life. Now, I got this around this time last year, and it hasn't run out of batteries. So if this is accurate based off of the description, I have got 2 more years in it before I even have to change the batteries. On the keyboard itself, there are some like changeable keys that connect to specific emojis. I know that's super extra, but I use specific emojis very often. So for example, I use the sparkle one. I use the pink heart sparkle. I use the crying, laughing. Those are some of the ones that I use the most. And so I have this keyboard programmed where it's one touch and that emoji is on whatever document I'm working on. Speaking of emojis, you can get the keyboard and the mouse separately, but I got the set and there's even a little anti-slip pad. But what I love about this mouse is there's a customizable button here as well. And so you can connect it to pretty much any function. And so the function I connected it to was the emoji keyboard.
No. So
if I'm writing an email, for example, or planning out some social media posts or doing something like that, I can just click this little button in the middle and the emoji keyboard is going to pop up and I can use it just very quickly. I know that is super extra. And I know that it's not like it's hard to find the emoji keyboard, but I can do it in one click with this mouse. So I do love that about it. It has this whole vintage aesthetic. And what really drew me into this particular one was that keyboard clicking sound. The Logitech Pop Keys keyboard and mouse set. Again, we'll put all the links in the show notes if you're looking for something fun for your office. Highly recommend this keyboard.
And you might have said it, but it is wireless, right?
Yeah.
The wireless, mm-hmm. That is amazing.
Oh, yeah. See?
Yeah. So easy and convenient, cute. And emoji access is easy.
Yes, I love it so much.
Love it. So my last one, and I did not do this on purpose. I was only thinking of things that I use a lot in my day-to-day life as a business owner, but it just so happens to be an Amazon product too. And it is an Audible subscription. So if you do not have a subscription to Audible, you need to put it on your wish list to get it for yourself, have someone get it for you. I don't know about you, Julie, but I use Audible every single day. I use it sometimes on walks when I am walking my dog. Like you had mentioned, sometimes I play audiobooks just from my Echo Dot.
Yeah, I was going to say, tell people what Audible is in case they've never heard of it.
Thank you. So if you do not know what Audible is, it is an audiobook subscription. So it is Amazon's version of audiobooks. I am currently listening to Level Up by Rob Dials. I use it a lot for personal development books, but they have all sorts of books on there. Anything that is pretty much made by a large publisher has an audiobook form. So Audible, what they do for Audible is you pay a monthly subscription price, and it will depend a little bit on price based on how many credits you want. But I get one credit a month, and that is a monthly subscription that will give you one credit to purchase an auto book. And most books are one credit. I don't know, Julie, do you know? Most books I purchase are one credit. I don't know if they're more than that. But yeah, so then you have access to this library of audiobooks that you can listen to on the go via your phone or via Alexa device. As a business owner, if you're listening to audiobook that is personal development, for example, it like automatically gets me in the right mindset if I need. So a lot of my favorite personal development books, if I start to read them or vice versa, start to listen to them, then I'll grab the other version too. So if I have the hard copy of the book, I get the audio version. So when I need a pick me up or I need to be productive or change my money mindset, I'll go to my go-tos and I'll have those on repeat. So it's really cool because you have this whole library of books right at your fingertips to be able to listen to and re-listen to all your favorites.
You and I are the same person. I do the same thing. It has all my personal development books. And anytime I feel like I'm in a rut, I go walk around the lake and I listen to something by Jen Sincero. That's what I do. That's my money mindset gal. And we actually have been using it as a family too. We gave our daughter, our preteen daughter, access to it. Mm-hmm. And so she listens to some audio books. Anytime she tries to buy it, we have to approve it. But also we have the Harry Potter series and we listen to that on road trips, for example. And so it's a great way. It's a really versatile app and a subscription to it is such a great item for a wish list. I think you guys would love it because if you're listening to podcasts, then I guarantee that you would like Audible. If you like true crime, there's tons of true crime. If you like autobiographies, if you like fiction, nonfiction, whatever, there's so much on there. And the fact that it is connected to your Amazon account is super convenient.
And they do have podcasts that are exclusive to Audible. So I listened to a Mel Robbins exclusive podcast and it was great. And so they do have some exclusive podcasts now. I think that's a new feature, but it's so awesome. And I use it more for personal development, but it is so good just to get your, again, escape. If you want to listen to a fiction book as well, and they have it all right there. So it's a really good way to multitask if you're walking or if you're exercising and you want to use or listen to something that isn't music. It's a great option that you have besides podcasts too.
Excellent choice for the wish list. Well done.
And now I want to go shopping and get some of yours. I need that keyboard.
I know. Okay, guys, we're going to recap our wish list real quickly and then feel free to share this with friends that are shopping for you or feel free to use it for your own wish list. My three items for your wish list are the Rollo wireless printer to print your shipping labels. Number two was the subscription box planner, the system that you need to keep your subscription box business organized. And number three, the Logitech Pop Keys keyboard and mouse.
And my three items were a gratitude journal so you can keep track of what you are grateful for each and every day, Echo Dot or other Amazon Alexa compatible device. So you can use it as your little assistant and your coworker, your work wife. And number three is an Audible subscription. So you can have audiobooks at your convenience and on the go. So all of these items, we will make sure that we have linked in our show notes. So you'll be able to find those all very conveniently too when you are shopping or someone shopping for you.
Yep. And that's a wrap. We hope everyone is having a awesome holiday season, that you're getting tons of sales here in Q4. Thank you so much for listening today and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.